Chapter 77. Sharp distress I may. O God bless you, God forgive you. In what ecstasy of unhappiness I got these broken words out of myself, I don't know. The rhapsody welled up within me, like blood from an inward wound, and gushed out. I held her hand to my lips some lingering moments, and so I left her. But ever afterwards, I remembered, and soon afterwards with stronger reason, that while Estella looked at me merely with incredulous wonder, the spectral figure of Miss Havisham, her hand still covering her heart, seemed all resolved into a ghastly stare of pity and remorse. All done, all gone. So much was done and gone, that when I went out at the gate, the light of the day seemed of a darker color than when I went in. For a while, I hid myself among some lanes and bypaths, and then struck off to walk all the way to London. For, I had by that time come to myself so far, as to consider that I could not go back to the inn, and see Drummle there, that I could not bear to sit upon the coach, and be spoken to, that I could do nothing half so good for myself as tire myself out. It was past midnight when I crossed London Bridge. Pursuing the narrow intricacies of the streets which at that time tended westward near the Middlesex shore of the river, my readiest access to the Temple was close by the riverside, through Whitefriars. I was not expected till tomorrow, but I had my keys, and, if Herbert were gone to bed, could get to bed myself without disturbing him. As it seldom happened that I came in at that Whitefriars gate after the Temple was closed, and as I was very muddy and weary, I did not take it ill that the night porter examined me with much attention as he held the gate a little way open for me to pass in. To help his memory I mentioned my name. I was not quite sure, sir, but I thought so. Here's a note, sir. The messenger that brought it said would you be so good as read it by my lantern? Much surprised by the request, I took the note. It was directed to Philip Pip Esquire, and on the top of the superscription were the words, "Please read this, here." I opened it, the watchman holding up his light, and read inside, in Wemmick's writing, "Don't go home." Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.